Hello, listeners. This is Max O'Brien at 870 AM WEHG, and it is day 2253 since we've been back on the air. And I am here with Dr. Rosalind Clark, Agnes Drew, and Michelle Rimes. Does anyone have any news?
Yes. We received a letter via Pigeon Post that I believe our listeners would find quite interesting. Agnes, would you like to read it?
Sure. Hello, Mercury broadcasters. I hope this letter finds you well. My name is Captain Avery, and I run Euphoria. We are a fully operable cruise ship with over 100 passengers. We heard about your station when we docked at a ship port near the Caribbean Sea. We met Captain Edward Bonney of the Resilient Spirit, and he told us all about Amaria. I thought it was very interesting that Amaria is essentially the land version of Euphoria, and that you all have a radio station. We've traveled all throughout the Caribbean Sea from Mexico, Belize, and Panama, and when I heard about Amaria, I had to reach out. So here's a bit of news from the outside world. As you may know, being on the water is the safest bet during the apocalypse, since the zombies become petrified in water. With that being said, every now and again we do come across boats or ships with zombies on board. Thankfully enough, they have not become smart enough to actually drive the boat, so it's kind of an interesting spectacle to pass by. Also, during our travels, we have noticed that many countries that were previously considered third world or impoverished have started excelling in many ways. From being able to minimize the amount of zombies on the island to enriching the country's farming industry. I've seen this firsthand during my visit to Haiti. I'm not sure how helpful this information will be for you all, but I thought it would be a cool topic for you all to discuss on air if you get the chance. Wishing you all the best, Captain Avery of Euphoria.
That is so interesting. I wonder how they were able to send the message.
It's likely they sent a ferry from the cruise ship to the main shore and then sent the pigeon post that way.
I'm more interested in the zombie ships they've come across. I can imagine it's pretty interesting to watch the zombies from a distance, and since they can't swim, I doubt it would even be scary after a while. It would be more like catching a glimpse of a shark.
That's cool and all, but did you guys hear the last part? He said that he noticed that poorer countries have been thriving. I always had a theory that the zombie apocalypse may allow these countries to flourish, since they no longer had foreign intervention. But hearing about Haiti makes me more certain that that is the case.
What other countries do you all think may be flourishing at this time?
Maybe Ecuador.
Perhaps Guatemala.
I think a lot of the Caribbean islands would do well, including Jamaica and the Dominican Republic.
Either way, I think it would be cool to visit the Euphoria.
I agree. I can only suspect, but if it was a cruise ship that was up and running during the outbreak, it pretty much would have all the bells and whistles, from an infirmary on board, performers, rooms and suites.
I wonder how they're still operating with the way things are now. Like, how are they managing with food, fuel, waste?
We can send a... Oh, wait, we actually can't follow up with Captain Avery. He's probably long gone by now.
It seems our correspondence with Captain Avery will be a one-way thing. Maybe if someone spots the ship or one of his ferries from the lighthouse, we could reach out to him. But this may just be a one-time thing.
Well, that sucks. I definitely wanted to pick his brain about his experience in Haiti.
You know, all this brings me back to our money conversation from before.
Not this again.
You guys, hear me out. If we...
Well, would you look at the time? It seems we've actually reached our broadcast limit for today, Max. Do you want to sign us off?
Fine. This has been Max O'Brien, Dr. Rosalind Clark, Agnes Drew, and Michelle Rimes for Mercury, a broadcast of hope. Take care of each other.